Matthew chapter 20. Got it? Say amen. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is a householder which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. It's harvest time. This morning in Sunday school, Samuel said to the people, it was the time of the wheat harvest. It's harvest time. I say to you this morning that as a church and looking at the signs of the times, it's harvest time. There are people who need Jesus. And if we don't reach them, one of two things, well, actually, let's go three, is going to happen. We're going to run out of breath, they're going to run out of breath, or the Lord's going to come back and our time will be up. It's harvest time. We've got to reach people with the gospel. We've got to share the hope, the love, the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. People are hurting, they need Jesus. People are lost, they need Jesus. People are worried, they need Jesus. People are going to die, they need Jesus. Jesus. We can't wait. They can't wait. Maybe there's somebody that you love right now that you're thinking of, the Holy Spirit's brought to your mind, and they don't know Christ. They're not saved. If they die right now, they'll go to hell. But you don't want them to go to hell. You want them to go to heaven. You don't want them to burn for eternity. You want them to live with God. I want to live with God. I want you to live with God, and I want our friends and our family to go live with God. But the only way to be saved is through Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. He's the only way. The way of salvation, he's the only way. And you know the way. How many of you know the way to heaven? Y'all remember that story Coach Bowden always told about being in Two Egg and asking where the post office was. Y'all remember that? And he said, come to church on Sunday and I'll tell you how to get to heaven. He said, you don't even know how to get to the post office. I may not know where the post office is, but I know where the master is. I know where heaven is. Jesus. Guys, we know how to get there. I am a sinner. I know Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I know he rose from the grave on the third day to give me the assurance of eternity. And I prayed and I said, Father in heaven, God in heaven, forgive my sins. I put my faith in Jesus and I ask you to forgive my sins and save my soul. And he did. He wrote my name in the book of life. And he picked out a place in heaven. And he said, that's his. And so I know that one day I'll close my eyes in death here. Song says I'll cross the river. And I'll wake up in heaven. I'll wake up in eternity with God. And I know I'm saved. I don't hope I'm saved. I don't hope I'm going to heaven. I know I'm going to heaven. And you can know it too. But you've got to pray and ask God's forgiveness. And put your faith in Jesus Christ. That's the only way. Now, I've explained it to you. If you've prayed and asked God's forgiveness, he saved your soul. But there are people that you work with and run around with and go shopping with and live around, and they need Jesus. It's harvest time. It's time to start going. I got a friend. Some of you know him, but he called or texted me the other day. He said, do you want to come pick some blueberries? And I said, yeah, man, we'll come pick some blueberries. And got there, and he said, just get all you want, because if you don't get them, they're going to fall. If you don't get them, they're going to rot. If you don't get them, the deer will come in and eat them. He said, get all you want. Anybody can do it. He was begging people, come over. He was telling me all the people he called, come get some blueberries. Guys, let me tell you something about winning people to Jesus. Anybody can do it. You don't need a preacher. You don't need a pastor. You don't need a deacon. You can do it. I can do it. Anybody can do it. How? Because I know how I got saved. I know what assured my salvation. And when I prayed and asked God's forgiveness, now I can tell other people how to do it too. Anybody can do it. We need to get anybody that will to come and harvest. Everybody to come and draw people to Jesus. They need Jesus. There are many to be reached. When did the householder go to the field or go to the marketplace to hire workers? When did he go? Early, the Bible says. When are we going to get started on gathering people to gather souls for heaven? to get people saved, to lead them to Christ. When are we going to do that? When is it going to be a priority for me and a priority for you, a priority for the church to gather people to Christ? He said they went early. Well, if we examine it, we'll see that's about 6 o'clock in the morning. How many of you have already done some work by 6 o'clock in the morning? Already swept the floor and did the laundry, I bet. Cooked breakfast. Already at work, clocked in, getting people ready to go. 6 o'clock in the morning. How many of you hadn't seen 6 o'clock in the morning in a long time? Amen. Why not? You earned it. 6 o'clock in the morning, he went out there and he said, guys, I've got work. I need workers. Will you go? And they said, we will go. You don't have to raise your hand this morning, but I'm asking who will go. Who will go back home today and reach out to your family or your neighbors? Who will go tomorrow to your job or wherever you go on Mondays and talk to those people about Jesus? You don't have to ask them anything. You could just tell them about your salvation. Brother Junior, have I ever told you I'm born again? See how easy that was? See how easy that was? Millard, have I ever told you I'm saved? That wasn't hard, was it? Now, maybe that coworker, that friend of yours will say, no, you never told me that before. Or maybe they'll say, of course I know you're saved. Well, how about you? I told you I was saved, but have I ever asked you if you're saved? You see, it's just that easy. Now, what are you going to do if they say, no, I'm not? You say, I'm going to call the preacher. No, don't call me. You do it. You handle it. I don't mind if you call me, but here's what I'm trying to tell you. You can do this. You can do this. Brother Paul was telling me, Brother Sonny, he said, here's how you pick a blueberry. I've already got a whole bunch of them picked. Now he's telling me how to do it. He's probably watching right now. He said, somebody told me this is how you do it. This is how you pick a blueberry. Guys, I'm not going to send you into the blueberry patch without telling you how to do it. I've just told you how to do it. I've just told you how to lead people to Jesus. I'm telling you it's urgent. Because if they take their last breath without the Savior, it's too late. We can come in here and sit down and cry over their coffin. It's not going to change it. We can register in our minds and say, oh, he's in a better place, but if he doesn't have Jesus, he's not. Fella, his wife died a few months ago. Did the service. He called me last Saturday. He said, I've just gotten a bad diagnosis and I need to know I'm saved. I need to know I'm saved. I need to know I'm going to heaven. Why? Because he's facing the end of his life. Went to his house that morning and we prayed and he accepted Christ. And he's sure he's going to heaven. He got baptized last Sunday and yesterday was rushed to the ER near death. They worked and they got him turned around. He's doing better this morning. But I'm telling you, he understood last Saturday it wasn't something that could wait. And had he lost his life yesterday, he had the assurance. In fact, I got a text message a few moments ago that said he was asking, am I dead? Am I in heaven? Where's my wife? You see, he knows he's got an expectancy in his heart now that when he gets there, he's going to see her because she is saved. We've got to understand it's harvest time. Understand that's all that this church is here for. We are to be leading people to Jesus. If we're not doing that, let's go fishing. That's what we're here to do. And if we're not willing to sign up and say, I'll do it, then we're wasting God's time. 6 o'clock in the morning, he said, I need laborers. Look at what it says in verse 2. They agreed for a penny a day, and he sent them into his harvest. A penny a day? How many of you want to work for a penny a day? What if I said $1,000 a day? How many of you are ready to go to work now? Some of you said, doesn't matter. I'm not going to work. I got a friend of mine who says, I don't even roll out of bed for less than $500. That's not true, but that's what he says. A penny a day. And you say, well, that's not very much money. No, but guess what? It was honest work. They were going to do a job and they were going to get something for doing that job. They had agreed on the compensation package. Verse 3, he went out about the third hour. Well, if the first hour was 6 o'clock, then we'll say the third hour is 9 o'clock. Well, now some of you woke up and got to the marketplace. These were not the early risers. These guys wanted to sleep a little bit longer. They wanted just a little bit longer. Those are the ones that hit the snooze button on the alarm clock. Just not ready to be there at 6 o'clock, but maybe I'll be ready to go at 9 o'clock. And at 9 o'clock they got there, and it says there were others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to them, verse 4, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right will I give you. They didn't even have an agreement of what to get paid. They just said, well, if there's work to be done, we'll go. And so they went. Well, not only that, but it says in verse number 5, he went out again at the 6th hour. This is lunchtime. This is noon. And again in the 9th hour. So it's 3 o'clock. How many of you are done working at 3 o'clock? Especially in this heat. Well, 3 o'clock rolls around. It's time to jump in the river or something. It's too hot. And you say, well, that's good. He got a full day's work. He went out at 3 o'clock and he got the last round. No, it says he went out again at the 11th hour. Hey, you know what he said? It's still daylight outside. He said, I know that there's been people working all day, and I know they've gotten a lot done, and I know it's late in the day, and most people are knocking off of work at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I know they're usually knocking off and going home, but he said, there's still daylight. We still got the harvest. There's still harvest to be gathered. And so it doesn't matter how late it is. We need workers. Maybe you say to me this morning, Pastor, look at how much has been preached and how many opportunities there are. You can hear the gospel on the radio, on the internet, on the television. You can go to church and hear it. You can find the gospel anywhere. And if the people wanted the gospel, they would have it. But now you're telling me I need to go. I'm telling you, it's the 11th hour. He gathered, he started early, but it's the 11th hour, and I'm telling you, it's going to get dark before long. The harvest is going to end, and it'll be too late. We've got to gather them to Christ. Well, Pastor, I'm just too busy. Do you understand what's at stake? If we don't lead them to Christ, if they don't know Jesus, they'll die without him and go to hell. That's what the Bible teaches. You can justify it away and wash it away and push it away and try to forget about it. But I'm talking about maybe it's your mom or your dad or your brother or your sister or your cousins and uncles and family. I'm talking about people you love. And if you look them in the eye next time, I want you to remember this. They have an eternal soul, and it's going to go one place or the other. And once they're there, we can't get them back out. It's harvest time. It's the 11th hour. People have been part of this church for over 50 years. I appreciate you. Been here working and making sure it kept going. Aren't you thankful people had a vision and did that so we could be here this morning? But you know, I don't see them saying, well, I've been working so hard. I'm done. I can't do anymore. No. They still have a love for souls, and they still have a love for Jesus, and they still want people to get saved. They're not going to be mad at you because you showed up at the last minute. They'll be glad that you showed up at the last minute. You ever doing a job, you work and work and work, and finally somebody shows up and helps for the last hour? Oh, what a blessing. I was too tired. I didn't know if I could do it by myself. You showed up and got the job done. Appreciate those that showed up this week out there and cleaned up trees. That was a big job. Needed help. And I was glad to see them. It's the 11th hour. It's the 11th hour. Well, something happened here, though. You see, it came time to pay them. You know, the Bible says that we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Everybody, all of us. The Bible says that we'll be judged for the things done in this body, whether it be good, whether it be evil. We must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. It is appointed unto man once to die. After this, the judgment. I'm going to stand before God. You're going to stand before God. Well, it was time to pay them. How many of you have ever heard of that sermon, Payday Someday? Yeah, it's Payday Someday. That sermon's talking about paying for sins, but Payday Someday. I'm going to heaven, and I'm saved, and I'm not going to answer for sins. I'm going to answer as a steward. Stand before God and the judge. And so the owner of the householder comes and he says, let me pay you. And you know, he didn't go to the first guys first. They've been there all day, but he didn't go to them first. He went to the last guys that showed up. Bible says he reached in and he gave each of them a penny. And that first guy that signed up for the job that morning, he thought about it. He thought, you know, I signed up for a penny too. But if he's giving them a penny and they only were here for an hour, and I've been here for 12 hours, I bet I'm going to get 12 pennies. He's already figured out, they've already justified in their minds how they deserve more because they did more. And I agree, they did more. In fact, in their explanation, they say, we worked through the heat of the day. Of course we're going to get paid more. But you know what the master of the house gave them? What they agreed to. What they agreed to. I'll be honest with you, sometimes it's hard for us to not compare ourselves to others. But comparison yields contempt. If you've ever worked somewhere and somebody else got hired in making the same or more than you, and you've been there and you've put in your time, and then it's hard not to feel bad about that, isn't it? Let me tell you, if you joined the gospel mission earlier, recently, we need you to share Jesus where we can, when we can, while we can. Because the blueberries are going to spoil and fall off. The dawn is coming. The day is coming. The night is coming according to this parable. Could you just tell some one person about Jesus this week, you think? Could you just tell one person about Jesus? You say, well, I don't feel comfortable doing that. Well, then could you brag on your church and get them here so I can tell them? Could you tell them what a great church you got? And how good church was Sunday. You don't even have to tell them how good looking the preacher is. Because we sure wouldn't want you to lie. But could you just tell one person about Jesus? And their sins be washed away. And they'll know our God and they'll be able to pray. And know that He hears their prayers and they'll be able to have fellowship with Him, communion with Him. Or even maybe go so far as to be buried with Him in baptism, risen to walk in newness of life, and look among this group and see what a great church family they could have. Would you commit to just telling one person? I'm telling you, it's harvest time. I don't know how to communicate any more clearly what church is for. I could take you to Matthew chapter 28 when Jesus gave the Great Commission to the church and He said, go ye into all the world. Well, the good news is where you live is part of that world. We don't have to go to Asia, Africa, South America, North America, Antarctica. You don't have to go anywhere and learn another language, live in a tent and fight off mosquitoes. Because where you live and where you work and where we'll be today and tomorrow is part of that world. He said, go into the world and share the gospel. That's our job. I'm glad we support missionaries. I'm glad that we've got missionaries around the world. Right now, all around the world, we're helping to finance mission works to share the gospel with other people. But wouldn't it be tragic to get to heaven and see all these Filipinos and South Americans and Australians and, Asians and Africans and all these people that says, hey, you gave, and then look beyond the gulf and see our family and our friends and our neighbors and the people that worked with us. And they didn't get saved. Because we were willing to give a dollar to a missionary, but we weren't willing to have a conversation with a friend. Have I ever told you about Jesus? Have I ever told you that I'm saved? Have I ever asked you if you're saved? That's all it takes. If you get stuck after that, call me. It's harvest time. Would you stand? Father, we love you. We're thankful for the opportunity to be here this morning and for your word. We understand the urgency. We understand the urgency. We love our friends and our family and our coworkers, and we're mindful of the eternity of even those that we barely know. And maybe those would be the easiest ones for us to reach. But God, would you, by your Holy Spirit, lead us to those that we can reach today and through the week. That souls will be saved and that lives will be changed, and that we will be enthusiastic and energized about sharing the name of Jesus and the salvation. Do your work in us, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. The altar is open. If you want to come and kneel and pray, this is your opportunity. Maybe you'll say, Pastor, I'm not saved myself. Would you right now, from your heart to God's heart, say, God, I know I'm a sinner. I know Jesus died for me. God, I put my hope, my trust, my faith in you and ask you to forgive my sins and save my soul. Would you pray right now? Ask God's forgiveness. Maybe you're saved, but you say, I've never been baptized, don't really understand it. Well, the Bible explains it very plainly, that we are buried with him in baptism, just like they put Jesus in the tomb. We're risen to walk in newness of life, just like when Jesus got out of that tomb on the Sunday morning, on Easter Sunday. A new life. Risen to walk in a newness of life. Burying our past in the waters of baptism, risen to walk in newness of life. Maybe you need to be baptized. Would you make that decision today, right now? What's on your heart? What's on your mind? What's God leading you to do? Now is the time. For that. Anything for this missed? Be back tonight, 6 o'clock, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Anything on your heart, anything on your mind? Burdens, needs, criticisms? Let's go to the Lord and dismiss it. I'm going to ask Brother Andy to lead us, please.